We're talking with Kathleen Wythe, who is the author of a new collection called Skids, which is available at the Octopus Books down in the Glebe. Hello, Kathleen.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going great. It's nice to have you on air.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So your new collection called Skids, maybe you can tell us a bit about it.
Yeah, so it was a book I wrote. You know, when I was young, I was in recovery houses and detoxes, trying to get rid of a pill and booze addiction and other recreational substances that aren't so recreational after a while. And what happened is that, you know, I came from a pretty good home and stuff, and, you know, things happened along the way, and bad, you know, assaults went on and stuff, and so I had some problems with depression when I was a teenager, and then decided when I was 21 I needed to go to the detox. So along the way, as I was living in a lot of these houses, because it takes a while to sort of recover from this kind of shit, you know, and I met a lot of people, you know, young people from the downtown east side or Davie Village, trying to, you know, they'd had such horrible lives and trying to get their act together. And I just, you know, their words were with me while I was, you know, getting myself together and trying to get back to school and get an education. And I started writing about them when I took creative writing classes. So this book is, in a way, a lot of my experiences, but also a lot of experiences of kids I knew in the halfway houses, recovery houses, detoxes, and a lot of their street life, you know, and some of them didn't make it. So I wanted to really, at this point, kind of pay homage to them and say, hey, this is what it's like. They're not just some rich kids down there slumming it, and, you know, they've had all these problems, and they're trying to get better. So that was the main motivation.
And so the characters are written in a first-person narrative. So how did you go about kind of telling these stories?
Well, it was a bit, I mean, it's fiction, right? So a lot of them are kind of amalgamations of me and also friends I knew. And it's kind of like, I mean, I do best at first-person. I'm trying really hard to do third-person work in my work now, as I've sort of learned more things and stuff. But I sort of, I just hear them. They're sort of like voices you hear, like, you know, old movies you've seen or snatches of conversations you get. So a lot of them just felt like they needed to be in first person. And a lot of them are kind of in monologue form. So that's just kind of how they came.
What was it about the characters that you chose and the different stories? How did you go about kind of choosing these characters and developing them?
Well, most of them I wanted to be, you know, really immediate. This was what was happening now. And then a couple of them also go back with Jessie, who's in the detox. She goes back to a time where she sees these two guys kissing when she's out camping with her foster family. And I wanted to explore sort of gender, sexuality, and how that was for her. And with Anya, she is in the psych ward, and there's another story about her and how she got pregnant by her uncle and her crazy-ass uncle and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so some of them go back into their childhood, but most of them are pretty immediate, you know, set in Vancouver.
And was there any particular story that was really hard for you to write?
Most of them were hard in the sense they came up really fast, but some of them were hard to rewrite, to go back and get some of those details back in, especially, you know, most of it is fiction, but a lot of the details are real, especially in the backgrounds of some of my friends, you know, whose brother had died because of a heroin overdose, or, you know, their moms were also turning tricks or things like that. So that was really hard to get the details in and think about that and get all those feelings coming back.
Yeah. What's it like writing about the street and trying to convey accurately what living on the street or being an addict or turning tricks, what are the difficulties in trying to present that in writing?
Yeah, I mean, it was a little bit hard, but it's kind of like, you know, when we were in recovery, one of the things we did do after about the 6 month point of being clean and sober, we would do these kind of walks. We would have to sort of go, you know, with a group of our supportive friends and a counselor, go and walk some of the streets that, you know, we had been. And I mean, for me, a lot of my stuff had been in Vancouver, but I was a watcher. You know, I was able to go back to school and stuff. So when I accompanied my friends from the recovery house, the group home, you know, to walk down the streets in downtown Eastside, and to, you know, there's where, you know, my mom was turning tricks and I had to go get my clothes, and I was trying to get cleaned up and I couldn't get my clothes to go back to the house, and you know, mom saying, oh honey, wait a minute, I'm just with someone, and all those kind of chilling stories, or to see the hotels where, you know, their friends had OD'd or they'd had to get them to the hospital or things like that. So I mean, for me, and I had to kind of go back to, you know, the psych ward or the places where they were hard. They were hard places to visit. But coming from a place of recovery, it's also, I think, a good thing. It's kind of cathartic, like getting a splinter out. So in many ways, it's healing. It's kind of healing, like pulling off a bad scab or something and trying to let it heal over again and stuff.
Was that one of the one of your reasons for writing the book? Were there other reasons that you kind of your inspirations for doing the work?
Yeah, I mean, you know, with the first book, a lot of these stories were really close to my heart, and they were, you know, I heard somebody once say, like, the first stuff that you're getting published is you are kind of 10 years behind emotionally in where you are right now, and I think I needed those 10 years really to sort of get a good perspective on it. So that while they're raw, they're still not as raw, and I can see them with more adult eyes. So it's kind of funny because now, like with the stuff I'm writing, I'm able to sort of approach it with more adult eyes or teacher eyes, whereas this stuff, it's like I go right back into being 15, 16, 17, and I can really see these people. So I think it's good to have that connection and stuff, and I hope it connects with, you know, some kids and stuff.
Yeah, well, you said teacher eyes. Are you trying, is there a lesson, or are you trying to teach something and convey something with some of the stories?
Not really, because, you know, it's funny because I did go to school as well as taking creative writing class. I did go to school to be a teacher. I was just, you know, at the time thinking, oh God, how am I going to pay my student loan, and I better be a teacher as well, right?
Yeah.
And I was really into drama and stuff, and I loved that. So I thought, oh, it'd be great to teach the arts, you know? But, you know, it's funny because when I did teach high school, I taught high school up north, I hated teaching English class because I hated making the kids who didn't really want to read or weren't turned on that much by books, I hated making them read the stuff. You know, the kids who wanted to read stuff, that was fine. But with drama, I really liked doing it and stuff because the kids liked it. So I think that's why I'm more an ESL teacher and teaching the little kids and stuff, because it's kind of completely different from this. So no, I didn't want it to be didactic. I don't really think I thought much about that. I think I just wanted to, I mean, this is kind of what you write, and sometimes you don't have a choice, right? You just sort of, this is what comes out. So in many ways, you know, going to school and stuff hones that original need for what comes out, right?
Hmm. Were you trying to give a really accurate portrayal of what it's like being on the street? Because a lot of the times, and I don't know what you think about it, just the popular presentation of what street life is, were you trying to maybe present a different view or understanding of what it's like?
Well, I think, I mean, to give an accurate portrayal, especially for Vancouver, it would have to be a series of books, because I think one of the things is that there's no one story, you know? I mean, you see it on the news, and especially with kind of coming back to Vancouver after I've lived up north or overseas, it's sort of, the news has made this downtown east side into this kind of thing, into this kind of TV show kind of thing, which is a little bit strange because, I mean, a lot of the people think the kids are sort of, some people, you know, conservatives maybe, are thinking the kids are running down there and they are attracted to that kind of street family. But I don't think people realize how how kids are actually really trying to access health and services. And I mean, that's why I think with Covenant House doing really well at providing services at the street level, because, you know, there are good foster homes. Some of them aren't. We've had trouble with them, especially in BC with our kids, you know. And sometimes there's beds for treatment center, but a lot of the time, a lot of the people in the treatment center are adults, you know. So for teenagers, it's like this whole wait and see thing. Like, let's put them in the psych ward and let's kick them out and let's wait and see how bad they're going to be. So I think every story is different. You know, Davie Village is completely different from downtown Eastside, and then it's not. You know, some meth kids will go and hang out down by the Army Navy and chat it up. So there's that whole sense of there is a community down there, and how are we as a society, how can we help people, you know, find a home, find a place to live, find common ground and try to, if they want to, try to get off the drugs safely, you know.
Do you think that kids, runaways or addicts or whatever, have kind of been forgotten in that the discussion in society of how to treat these problems?
Well, I mean, I feel really heartened by the whole Emancipated Minor Act. I mean, that really helped a lot of kids. And then, you know, at 16, they can become emancipated minors and they can start to go find housing, and they're treated as adults. I mean, that's a good thing, because with the foster home system, it's kind of like, well, what are the options? Like, there are a lot of rules about having to go back to school, or sometimes they can't manage the family thing. And, you know, even though it's a new family thing and it's a different family thing, I do think that what's forgotten is that these kids, as much as there might be an attraction for the drugs downtown, these kids are running away because there are very real problems in the home, and things aren't being talked about or sorted out. Or there's problems at school. You know, it doesn't have to be that their dad, and that's what I wanted to try to talk about as well, that their dad is beating them or abusing them, although that is the case with a lot of kids. But sometimes there's bullying in the school. Sometimes, you know, they're running away to follow a boyfriend or a girlfriend, or, you know, and get hooked on different kinds of things, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's a very complicated problem, and I think the discussion always has to be open.
Yeah, and what kind of reception has the book gotten in Vancouver?
Pretty good. I mean, you know, Arsenal is a really great alternative press and stuff, mm-hmm. So they've really been behind me in terms of promoting. We did the Vancouver International Writers Festival, which was really fun for me. You know, first-time author kind of thing, and that was really fun. And we just had the book launch and stuff, and that was well attended. So, I mean, with any alternative book, it takes a little while for the ball to get rolling, you know. In Canada, you're overshadowed by Margaret Atwood and stuff, but even Chapters has been really great. You know, in the independent bookstores have been awesome, like Sophia's books here and the People's Co-op, independent co-op on Commercial Drive. They've been really great at showcasing the book and stuff. So we just launched, so we haven't heard too much about the kind of dialogue that's going on with. But I've been attending a lot of gentrification meetings and stuff. I'm really very interested in how it's going with this Olympic City trying to make it.
In Vancouver, yeah.
Yeah, especially our homeless people too.
Yeah, I can only imagine. Okay, well, we're gonna cut to a track, and then we're going to come back with a reading from the book to give the folks out there a sample.
Okay, great.
So we'll be right back.